We're in the beginning of the fifth parak, page 60, Lamina Base. Pictures tonight. The back of the Chaim Kanievsky. Kate Tamari Vissari. Parakeh, Mr. Zuger. First page is page 60. This is Chaim Kanievsky's page. It's the pages I gave you out to. Okay. Ketzem Rabbi Nesorim. Now you want to extend the city in a certain direction in order to increase the Tchum Shabbos in that direction. Bais Nichlas Bais Yotze. If you have a house coming in or a house going out, now this is Bais Nichlas. In other words, you have a house coming inside the outer wall of the city, the outer perimeter of the city, so you pretend to extend in that direction to the line. Bais Yotze is the opposite. You have a house which is protruding from the wall. You see the pictures? Can you see the pictures back there? The house which is protruding from the wall, so you extend the city out in that direction. Okay, and therefore your 2,000 amos only start from here and go out. Okay? Pogam nichlas, pogam yotze. Pogam is like a structure other than a house. The general understanding of that is that it's an outcropping in the wall, where the wall bulges in a certain direction, bulges in or bulges out, right? So pogam nichlas pogam yotze, that also has the same parameters. If there are broken walls which form the shape of something, and at least 10 tefachim high, so then you can extend the city out in that direction as well. And so if you have bridges, or you have mausoleums, right, crypts, which have a place for somebody to spend the night or something like that, so then Motinas Hamida Kenegda, you extend the 2,000 amas there. Not only that, you also have to make the 2,000 amas, you make it like a square. They share these cards of yours in order that you should gain the corners. In other words, you don't in this case, 2,000 amas over here would require you to make an angle, right? Those 2,000 amas over here straight, but 2,000 amas over here would be at an angle. So don't make you do that. We'd rather give you that whole corner, and therefore actually from the wall of the city to the extent of your tchum at the corner, you get 2,800 amos. Because it's 2,000 times the square root of 2, trust me on that, and that is approximately 2,800. Okay? Says more. Bais nichnas, motino so kenegra here. If you have a house which goes in, that's like this picture over here, Lamed Zayin, then you extend it out opposite the end of the city. Pogum yotze, if you have a bulge in the wall which goes out, Motina Sayer connects, so you extend the city out on either side of it. Now, in our mission set came Ma'abrin with an ayin. That's a machlokus, actually, what the proper word is. Rava Ma'ar Ma'abrin, it should be Ma'abrin with an aleph, Ushmua Ma'abrin with an ayin. Ma'amar Ma'abrin, Mosifin La'Aver, the way the etymology of the word is, we add to it a limb. And Aver in Hebrew is a limb. So this is an additional limb on the city, right? Ma'adamar me'avrin with an ayin. So Kisho Ubara, it's like a pregnant woman who extends in a certain direction, right? Tavati, we learned over there. And now, once we're on the topic of word derivations, we'll continue on in that vein. Tavati, we learned over there. Aim of Vorichlane, don't make a bracha on candles. Achi Osuloro. Until you get benefit from the light. Here, Tuzim Achlokas, how to read that word. Is Rav Amar Ye Osu with an aleph, Ushmu Amar Ye Otsu with an ayin. What's the difference? Rav Amar Ye Osu, Madam Amar Ye Osu with an aleph. This is what Shimon and Levi told the people of Shechem. With this, we will be agreeable with you. So here we see that agreeableness is called Naos, and by us, to have benefit from, is called Naos. It's a similar idea. By the candle, benefit is called Yaos. Okay, with the knowledge. Tamat Amanda Marie Osu, he who says that the Osu with an ayin, Ladas La Usis Yoiv Dover, the rise of the Pasuk in Shaya, which says to know in a timely fashion the matter. So La Us means to know in a timely fashion the matter. Ladas La Usis Yoiv Dover means to know in a timely fashion. Literally, I'll tell you what the translation is. The translation is to know what is the right way to speak to people at their time in order to bring those who are tired the word of God. So la'us means to know that which is right for the time. So we are extrapolating here that here too what we mean when we say osul or with an eye, it means from the time when you see its light. So osul with an eye means from the time you derive benefit from the light. Yosu is an iron mean from the time when you see the light. Okay? I'm still not saying it that clear, but the Yosu with an alf means benefit from. Yosu with an iron means from the time you perceive. Okay? Says another question of Aleph Ryan. Tava today we learned over there in Masechta Avodah Zarah, they are not allowed to do business with the Goyim a certain amount of time before their holidays. And it says they're Lifnei Edein. Okay, now there's a line missing here. It should be Rav Tani Edehen. Rav learned it's Edehen with an Aleph. Ushmuel Tani, now back in the Gemara. Shmuel Tani Edehen with an Ayin. What's the difference? Madamar Edehen Kikarov Yomedam. It's going for the Paskin Vorim, which says the day in which they will stumble and fall is coming near. So we say we call the holidays of Goyim Eid, because we hope that they stumble and fall, and they don't, because they're not real holidays. Madamar Edehen with an ayin. He's going like the Puskin in Yeshaya, which says, Vedeim Hema, the Avodah Zarah, the idolatry, are their witnesses. It says there, Bayiru Balyedu. They do not know, and they do not see, and they do not know anything. So, Ma'amakayim Shmuel Tami de Rav. Why did Shmuel learn like Rav? Now here the Stipler's son proves that the Girsa is backwards, that Shmuel is the one who said it with an Aleph and Rav is the one who said it with an Ayin, and not like it says in our Gemara. And why does Shmuel not like to say like Rav was said it with an Ayin? Because Ma'akai time is Shmuel time of the Rav. Veidem Hema Shemasin Levayish of Dem Liomadin. There it says Edeim. It's not go. It means that the Avodah Zarah is a testimony against the people who worship it, that they will be. The Avodah Zarah himself will come and testify that we are invalid and meaningless, and therefore he shouldn't have worshipped us. So therefore, it has nothing to do with days. Or even with their stumbling, right? And that's just the word lashon of witnesses, a generic language of witnesses. So it's not so much has to do with the Avodah Zarah or our hope for its destruction, and therefore it's not a proper word to use in this context. We want a word which indicates not just generic testimony, which is not relevant here, but such indicates our fervent hope that Avodah Zarah fails, and therefore the proper word is a dehen with an aleph, because that indicates the stumbling or failing of a certain matter. Rabbi Yeshua said, Mosifin lo eiver. He said that ma'abrin es ayoros, as mentioned in our Mishnah, means with an aleph, and means we add a limb to the city. So Rabbi Yehuda said, name Rabbi Yeshua in front of Rabbi Yeshua. Tola eina vistakobe. So Rabbi Yeshua lifted up his eyes and looked at him with astonishment. In other words, he found that language preposterous. He probably learned my brain with an iron, like the pregnant woman. So he looked at him as if he was strange. On my way, sir, Rabbi Yehuda said, "Lama tamistakabi? Why are you looking at me like that? Tzarich loch tzachak loch. When you need to, you laugh." Here's a line missing. It says, "Lo tzarich loch. When you need me, you laugh at me or you smile at me." Lo tzarech lach, when you don't need me, hiflegalach, you get exasperated with me. Now, the Lieberman points out this is actually a pasuk in Ben Sira. And it's a pasuk in Ben Sira. You know what Ben Sira is? One of the apocryphal works. You know what the apocrypha are? The books which were rejected from Tanakh. Yeah, they didn't quite make it. Okay?
Minor leagues.
Minor leagues, right.
So the only
right. But this is not a known quote until Lieberman came along. He points out this is a quote. And the thing is, there was another time Rabbi Yeshua was, when Rabbi Yeshua liked Rabbi Yochanan said, so he used to smile and laugh at him. Rabbi Yeshua did not like Rabbi Yochanan said, so he used to express disdain and dismay in what he said. So Rabbi Yochanan got, well, didn't like that. So he said, when you like me, you smile at me. When you don't like me, then you display disdain towards me. Nonetheless, you should know Rabbi Yochanan had great respect for Rabbi Yeshua. For 13 years he came in front of Rabbi Yeshua as Rebbe, even though Rebbe no longer had to. He was already older and more accomplished. He didn't need the shir anymore. For 13 years he still came into the shir out of respect for Rabbi Yeshua. Okay? Rabbi Shmuel Hashem Rabbi Zir, now you have a little bit of Gadata once we mentioned that. Rabbi Shmuel Hashem Rabbi Zir said, Ilule Dayo, no, it wasn't a big Hashivas Rabbi Yochanan. We didn't gain nothing else. Other than he was greeting his Rebbe every day, that would have been sufficient. Anybody who greets his Rebbe, kilo mekabel pnei shechina, he's greeting the divine presence. Rabbi Brecher, Rabbi Yerushalayim, Rabbi Chia Bar Bo said, Ksiv, it says, Umoshe yikachas oil. Moshe took the oil, it planted it outside after the Chet Egel, he planted his tent outside the Machne, the Goymer. Kam Avarochik, how far was his tent distant from the camp? Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Mil was 2,000 amos away. That's not germane here, but it will remain later on. Vayakom Evakish Moshe, and Ksiv, it says, who used to go out to the tent? Doesn't say anybody wanted Moshe, and Ksiv Khan. Ele Vayakom Evakish Hashem! Who would go out to the tent of Moshe? Anybody who desired Hashem. Mikach Shakom Makabu Ne Rabbis. See anybody who greets his Rebbe, in this case Moshe Rabbeinu, Kilo Makabu Bnei Shechin, as if they greet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Along these lines, Rabbi Chelbo and Rabbi Chuda B'Shem Rav, Ksiv it says, Vayor Melio Atish Mi V'Goymer. Now, the Raya is from the end of the Pasuk. It says, Elio said, Chai Hashem Elokei Yisrael Shemadati Lefonav. By the life of God, the Lord of Israel, before whom I stood. Now, ask him, Elio Tironim Lenevim Hoyim. Who knows what a Tiron is in modern Hebrew? A buck private. A buck private. A beginner in the army. The lowest level of rank. So here, most of the Parshim learn that here as well. And they say that Leo was just a beginning Navi. Was a starter, as a freshman Navi. So what's it saying? Hashem Hashem Madati Lefanav, God before whom I've stood. When they stand before God, this is the first time. There are others who say on the bottom here brings down the Oruch, and the Korban Eidah learns Tironim Shem Nevi'im means he was the loftiest of Nevi'im. He was most accomplished. But that's not Pashup Shat, because I think the word Tiron, in whatever language it comes from, Aramaic or Greek, means actually he was a buck private Navi, starter, a beginner. So according to that, so how can you say Hashem Hashem Mali Ponav I stood before him? Ela Malami teaches us Shekol Amido Shama Lifnei Achia Shiloini Raboi. All the time he stood before Achia Shiloini, his Rebbe, even when he was still a young lad. Kilu Amad Bifnei Lifnei Ashkina. It's as if he stood in front of the divine presence. So you see the same concept that anybody stands before his Rebbe, it's as if he stands before the divine presence. Rabbi. That's what Shaw we said. Yeah. Oh, the Rambam certainly holds that way.
Because he's trying to
talk about the tour.
Yeah.
But the little thing, to decide that.
Yeah.
Just the notion of,
that's a very big question, Yirmiyo. How Yirmiyo worked according to the Rambam, but that's what Kosh Baruch says about Yirmiyo himself. So that means that Yirmiyo was created with special inclination for Nevuah, but not necessarily everybody was like that, right? Most people are not. Shmuel was trained. He's very young, but he was trained. He was undergoing training at the time. So it seems most Nevi'im did have to be trained. Even the Rambam holds all Nevi'im had to be trained because it's an intellectual accomplishment. But even the other ones, the Mekubalim, the mystics, they all hold that most Nevi'im had to be trained in the meditative mystical experience. They also didn't come like that. They hold it's possible for it to come like that, but by most Nevi'im that wasn't the case. That's why I had B'nai Nevi'im. They were the ones who were being schooled in being Nevi'im. Okay? Yeah, I have tape on that. The yeshiva in Chicago called Yeshiva at B'nai Anavim. Bet you didn't even know that, right? But if you... What? In Chicago, currently, if you look in the JUF guide, which maybe some of you might have gotten at home. No, it's at 6434 North Sacramento. I don't know what's there, but that's the address given. Yeah. No, that's Yeshivas Yaakov Avinu. Yeshivas Avinu is this Makubo guy. I forget his name. Smarty. So, but he has Yeshivas Avinu. Okay. Says Gemara, Rabbi Chelbo B'Shem Re'ilon the Beis Shol Shilo. Funny name. The Chelbo name of Elon from Beis Shilo said, Afilo Elyo Mevakish Mayim Lefonov. Yeah, somebody, we figured it's a modern Hebrew name, but here it is. So it says, Afilu Elio Mevakish Mayim Lefonav. This is really off on a tangent. Even Elio would ask for water. Hi, Elisha Nesir Eliyodav, Elisha would give it to him. Whereas Elisha was not just a student, he was a shamish, right? My timer, what pasuk teaches us this? Poor Elisha ben Shafar, Asher Limei Torah Enksiv. It doesn't say, here's Elisha who learned Torah by Elio. Says Elisha, who's poured water on Elio's hands. So here we see that a true Talmid, he doesn't just learn, he also serves. Right? See, it says, Vanar Shmuel, Mishari Tzlis, Hashem Livnei Eli. It says, Shmuel served God before Eli. Ask the Gemara about Lo Mishari Tzlis, Livnei Eli, Lo Mishari Tzlis. He wasn't a Kohen. He didn't serve before God. He was a Levi. He only served Eli. Besides, he wasn't old enough to serve yet in the Mishkan. Any service he served Eli, Rabbo is Rebbe, Kilu Shoras Livnei Eli, instead of he served in the divine presence. Tani Rebbe Shmuel. They can't eat bread together with Yisro, in front of God. Before God, they weren't eating the Mishkan. If you dine in a respectful fashion with your friend, with Yisro, then it's as if you greeted HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, that's the end of the Agadah. Rabbi Yaakov Barachon, Rabbi Yatzim Shem, Rabbi Yaakov said, Me'echon Me'abrin, from where do you make the Eruv? Then not the Eruv. The Tchum. Keneged HaShokuf Arapai Mamo. Opposite the threshold. Now, opposite the threshold means the houses which are opposite the city itself. Not beyond the city. Here you have a picture. Lamed Ches. Here you have. Sorry. No, the truth is it's not Lamaches. Lamaches coming up. I got mixed up. Sorry. He says Kenegan Ashokuf means if you have here a let's say this is a I don't want to really write on this, but let's say you mind if I write on that? Can I write on that? If you have opposite the city, here's your city. So in order for to use a house to extend it out, it's got to be that the house is over here. Then you can stand out. You can start your tchum in this direction from the house itself, from here. But let's say the house is over here. Does it do any good? No. Why is that? Because it's not Kenegar Shokov, it's not opposite the threshold of the city. You can't extend it outward from this house, only from this house. Is that clear? Okay. So, I'm a rabbi. What? No, it's not clear what the derivative. Shokov literally means threshold or gate. That's not what it means here. Here means the line of the city. Okay? I don't know what the etymology is. It's unclear to me. That's only when it's opposite a bulge in the wall. But if it's opposite, in other words, let's say even if you had an extension of the city up here like this. But this is only like a bulge in the wall. You still couldn't measure from here. Because it's not the main part of the city. But let's say the city itself is on an angle. You have an L-shaped city. So then you can use a house which is, over here to extend this. You can use these houses over here. Oh, forget this one. You can use these houses over here to extend the tchum of this one. In other words, that the tchum of this part of the city is not going to start until the edge of these houses. Even though, hypothetically, I guess I would have drawn it slightly differently. I would draw that there are a lot of houses over here, and there are a lot of houses over here. But no houses over here. But they connect. So I would say that you might say that these houses over here are like this house over here. And just like this house over here is not, you can't extend the tchum from there because it's not directly opposite the main body of the city. So I might say, and also over here, you can't begin the tchum from the outer perimeter of these houses because they're divorced from these houses. So that we say is not true, since this is both the main parts of the body of the city. So therefore, you can even start the tchum for these houses in this direction from the outer limits of these houses, which are in the other part of the fragmented L. Okay? Is that clear? So, says, let me start El Kenega Pogo. It's only if it's opposite an empty space or a bulge in the wall. I will be connected here, but if it's opposite the city itself, like this case, I feel kama, even if it's much extended, it's the same thing. And Amarle of Ana Sphere Lehachi. I also hold that way. Now, says the Gemara further. Amarle, Uma Chomis Meimar, Pogu. As Lieberman says, the gears here is messed up. Amale is really a proof to this. Says, why over here do I say that I can extend the tchum for this part of the city, for beginning over here? Because what I say is that a lone house or a bulge is not significant to extend the tchum. Only if you have actually a full neighborhood over here and a full neighborhood over there. Why is that? Because he says there's a logic to it. Umachomitz Meimar, he adds the word, Haheinu Pogum. Why would you say this is the Pogum? No Mar Haheinu Pogum. Say that this is the Pogum. Now it's here I can define. There's a house which is insignificant, and then there's the city. You want to use a house which is insignificant, relatively insignificant. It's got to be at least opposite the main body of the city. But here, this is not insignificant, and this is not insignificant. They're both main bodies. They're both neighborhoods. So therefore, I can't say, well, only measure from here because this is insignificant. Only measure from here because this is insignificant. I have to both take them both into account because which one am I going to call pogum? Each one is significant in and of itself. Okay? Says what Amr of Nachman said. Ad reisha de medinasa kulse. When you when you add on to the city, you can add on until the beginning of the city. I skipped something. What? I skipped two words on Amud Aleph. They're very bad. Let's go back. Rabbi Yaakov Baracha. Let's go back to Rabbi Yaakov Baracha. Six lines from the bottom. Rabbi Yaakov Baracha and Rabbi Yaakov Shemiel said, Mecha Ma'abri Mikneged HaShok. If I stop there, I skip the next three words. Ad Alpay Mama. He says, where do you make an Iber Kenegar Shokuf up to 2,000 Amos? The whole thing I said was wrong. Because I forgot those three words and I got mixed up. Sorry. I messed up your pages for naught. I upset it myself. Really what it means is like this. When you extend by single houses from here, forget about it, I drew an extra house over here. Hogwash. When you extend out from here, opposite here, by single houses in this direction, you only get to extend up to 2,000 amos. Meaning you can follow houses for 2,000 amos away from the city, and then you get an additional 2,000 amos, and that's it. There's a limit, there's a quota on how much extension you can follow. How far can each house be from the previous house, by the way? 70 and 2/3 amos. As long as each house is within 70 and 2/3 amos of the previous house, you can stand it out. But it's got, but only up to 2,000. So that means how many houses in the total you get? Approximately 25 times 70, I think it's approximately 2,000. I'm guessing. What? That's the maximum. Once you get to the 25th house, you can't extend chum any further. No. It goes by from the last house you get 2,000 amos. Up to 2,000 amos. In other words, you don't extend the tchum of the city anymore past a house which is 2,000 amos away. The house is 2,000 amos away. From that last house you get 2,000 amos, you can't extend it anymore. So again, whatever 2,000 divided by 72/3, that's the maximum amount of houses which you can extend. Okay? 2,000 divided by 70 is approximately 21 houses. So you get 21 houses, that's it. Okay? Is that clear? You just get 21 houses, no more. Now, says more Amr Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Asa. What I said before, I'm very upset at myself. Yeah, the Gemara is very simple. Amr Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Asa Baracha Lo Mistabra Elo Keneged HaPogum. That's only if I'm, if let's say I'm following bulges in the wall, which or shacks or houses which are going in this direction, out straight out from the city. I have a square city and going straight out from it. But Avo Mikneged HaIr. But if I have, here's the city itself extends further in this direction, right? And here I have pogums. Here I have additional houses. So I can go 2,000 amos beyond the boundary of this side, even though this is 2,500 amos away from here. Rabbi Isai. Here, this house, the extension of the city in the L can extend more than 2,000 samas away from this body of the city, and I still only count 2,000 samas from the end of that body of the city. Why is that? Because here, even though it's more than 2,000 samas away, my meter should have started ticking. It doesn't. Why? Because this is not single houses which I find out, but a main body of the city. And that's what the Yerushalmi goes on to say. But opposite the city, no matter how far out it goes, if I have an L-shaped city and it's 5,000 amps in one direction and 5,000 amps in the other direction, my 2,000 amps for the guys who are over here, way back here, starts at the end of the 5,000 amps, which is the other wing of the city. And the Gemara gives the logic for that. Why is that? In other words, the only time when I have a limit that I can only extend the city out 2,000 amas and I must start my additional 2,000 amas from there is where one of them is a pogum. What I'm extending out is the basis of small, insignificant structures. But where I'm extending on the basis of a full neighborhood in the city, I can extend it as far as I want, and that's perfectly fine. Okay? Rav Nachman said... Now the Gemara argues Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Nachman said, like you said, this way we pass it. Even if you follow little houses, little insignificant houses, that's no shear. Rabbi Yechon said, you only get 21 houses, up to 2,000 amos, and then houses beyond that don't count, you must start the meter of Tchum Shabbos clicking, ticking there. He says you get as many houses as you want. In other words, if I could build huts from here to New York, I could walk the entire distance on Shabbos. Okay? According to Rabbi Yochanan, I only get 2,000 amas east of Chicago, and then I have to stop. Right? Even if I have a house in that direction, I get those 2,000 amas, and then to extend the city, and then forget it. From there on in, I have to start keeping Tchum Shabbos. But according to Rabbi Nachman, I get up to the gates of the country. Rabbi Shimon Omer came. Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai said that. I can make a way for people to walk from Tyre to Sidon, from Tiberias to Tzipori, which is 18 mil away, the Amudei Yerushalayim on the bottom says, which is quite 18 times 2,000 amas away. Ide Moros, Ide Borgenin. By pogumim, by insignificant nothings, by caves or by huts. So we see that there's no limit you can extend via caves or huts as far as you want. It doesn't make a difference. Ma'alitim pogum lepogum. Now, this is a very strange question. He says, what status can I give a pogum to a pogum? Now, I'm going to learn this like... I don't like neither of Chaim Kanievsky's pshat here, nor do I like Lieberman's pshat. I would like to make a conglomeration of both. But I'll show you each of their pshatim. In Tveria, Rachmona Litzlan, there was a stadium. I know Mark McGuire played there, I know if he hit home runs, but they had a stadium. Okay? And in the stadium, they had obviously seats, right? So the question was, Shaila is, what's the status of the stadium vis-a-vis Tchum? It's not a house. It's an open track, right? So the Yerushalmi says the stadium the stadium accepted the Tchum. Accepted EXCEPTED. Where the stadium was, it didn't count as part of the meter of 2,000 amas. Why is that? So according to most of the Mefarshim, it's because since the stadium is an area where people sit, so it's as if it's one big building, even though it's open air. And therefore, it's a building. According to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, this is what I don't like. He says this stadium did not count as part of Tchum because there were structures on either side of it. But the stadium in and of itself... since it's an open area, that counts as part of your 2,000 amos. But it says there are buildings on either side of it. Okay? Now, So we'll see. I'll come to that in a second. Now the question is, Ma'alite pogum pogum either means, I assume till now that you can give a pogum to a pogum, meaning that you go from shack to shack to shack, and you can go all the way from Tveri to Tzipori. But now the Yerushalmi is backtracking a moment, asking, can I go from shack to shack to shack? Is that true? That's one way of looking at it, and that's the way Lieberman explains it. The other way of looking at it is Reb Chaim Kanievsky says like this, look here. It's a very interesting concept. He says, I got a shack over here, 70 and two-thirds amos away from the city, right? Here's my first shack. Whatever it is, a structure. Now, here's another structure, which it would be less than 70 and two-thirds amos away from the line of the first structure. But it's not opposite that first structure. It's opposite the city. But it's way more than 70 and two-thirds amos away from the city. So do I draw an imaginary line and say that this pogum connects to this pogum, which connects to the city? Do I say, since this pogum is too far from the city in of itself, and there's no structure in between, only an imaginary line, so I can't relate it back to the city? So the question is whether, according to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, which I like, is whether pogum can zig and zag. According to Lieberman and most of Farshmir, it's whether it can go in a straight line. Okay? Now let's learn the Gemara. Milsad Rabbi Shimon Lakish Amar Kain. Nicely, pogum le pogum. You do give a pogum le pogum. In a straight line or in a zigzag. Demar Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Yochani Lassus, I can make an Eitzah, Shetei Beis Ma'on Misaberes in Tveria. They can walk all the way from Beis Ma'on to Tveria and vice versa in Shabbos. How do I do that? I have one condition. I got to see that the stadium, because the stadium was on the way, not that they were going to the stadium Chas V'Sholom on Shabbos, you understand that. But the stadium was, he was using the stadium as part of his pattern of pogumim, so you can make there would be no tchum between Tveri and Beis Ma'on. So he said, as long as you grant me that a stadium is like, it's a filled in area, then I can make you a system which goes all the way from Tveri to Beis Ma'on. How am I going to do that? HaKatzrin nosu mituch shreshimim ushirayim leitzdadin. Katzrin, this Katzrin, which is not Katzrin on the Golan, this is a Katzrin near Tveria, is within 72 thirds amos to the stadium. Uveismon nasu misoch shivim mishirayim leKatzrin, and Beismon is within 72 thirds of Katzrin. So let's backtrack. Start from Beismon and walk backwards. From Beismon you walk 70 amos, you get to Katzrin. From Katzrin you walk 70 amos, you get to the stadium. Once you get to the stadium, let's assume the stadium is full of houses. It's not, but let's grant that status. So from the stadium, then in Timshach min Pigma, and if you go from the Pigma, late Nafsha the Srikim besok shivim Reskim. No, that's right. In Tizim Pigma, if you go for Pigma, Lace Nafsha, the Srikim, Mesok, Shivim, Vishirayim. Now, the way Reb Chaim Kanievsky looks at this, in Timshach, mean Pigma means if you go from Pigma, which is on one side of the stadium, this area over here, Pigma was, Pigma is some area of, directly to the city, it's more than 72 thirds. But in Tisha Mipachart, if you assume that you can go like this, there's an imaginary line here, which he calls the Pachorta. That's imaginary line. By this pogum, which was on the other side of the stadium. So the stadium was between this pogum and this pogum. So the pogum over here and a pogum over here, and here's the city. So he says, if you want to go from the outer pogum to Tveri, you can't. It's more than 72 amos. But if you go from this outer pogum to the imaginary line, which is from the first pogum, then you can go to Tveria because it's 72 thirds and 72 thirds. So that'll work. So he says, in Timshach, min Pchorta, if you go from this line, right, this line over here, then I skipped. Let me go back in. In Timsha mean pigma. If you go from the pigma, meaning from here, the first pogum, leis nafshin shrigim tok shiv and shirayim. This pogum over here, which is was a mausoleum, was a mausoleum of a man named Shrikin. So this is not within 72/3 of this, right? Because on the angle, it's much further away, right? But it is in Tishim Chorta. If you go from this imaginary line, which goes across here, then it's within 72/3 amos, right? Nafshasri and Toch Shivim Bishurayim. So then it'll work. So he says, Rish Lakish said, I can get all the way to Beis Ma'on on Shabbos, and that entails using an imaginary line. It must be that he make a pogum from the imaginary line, from the pachorta made from the first pogum. That's how differently Lieberman learns that this is the way it worked. Here's Tveria. Here was the mausoleum of Shrikin. Here was Pachorta, which Lieberman brings a riot, was waterworks. He brings a riot that there were waterworks outside Tveria. And here's the pigma, which he says is a platform from which they used to watch the games in the stadium. So he says, what's the Chiddush of our Gemara? The Chiddush of our Gemara is from the stadium itself to the waterworks, from Tveria to the mausoleum was 70 amos. From the mausoleum to the waterworks was also 70 amos. From the mausoleum, from the waterworks to the stadium is more than 70 amos. But if I look at, don't look at the stadium, which is the main structure, but at the platform next to the stadium, that's where they kept the Olympic torch. What? Starter box, right. So then it's skybox. So then it's less than 72/3 amos. So Reish Lakish was saying, the Gemara's question is, can I make a pogum next to another pogum? In other words, the stadium itself is not a city, right? It's a stadium. Can I give it a little box next to it? So that's the Shaila. And the Gemara's answer is, yes, I can, because otherwise Reish Lakish had no way of getting from the waterworks to the stadium that he should go on to Katsrin and then to Beis Ma'on. So again, according to the Chaim Kanievsky, the question is, do I draw imaginary lines when the Pgumim are not mamish, get opposite each other, have to zig and zag back and forth? That's the question according to Reish Lakish. According to the Rav Chaim Kanievsky. According to Lieberman, the question is, do I give a pogum to a pogum? Meaning, can I make the platform an addition onto the stadium? Now, the truth is, I'm not, as I mentioned before, that seems to be what the Gemara already knows. Of course you can make a pogum to a pogum, just like I can make hut after hut after hut. But so Lieberman makes it slightly different by saying, it's not really a hut. It's a platform. Platform is a nothing. The question is just, is the platform considered to be an extension of the stadium? And that's good enough or not. Okay? So that's how we learned the question. And obviously, whatever the question was, the answer is yes. Because Reish Lakish took whatever this was into account in making his chum go all the way from Tveria to Beis Ma'on. Okay? Now, says Gemara another question. Says Gemara, Ma'li ten ibor le'ibor. Now, Ibor is, again, it's difficult to understand what exactly Gemara is asking. And the truth is, the Gemara itself didn't understand what it was asking. The Ma'alitin Ibor Ibor sounds, again, like, can I make houses every 72/3 amos? Right? The same question we've just been asking, just been dealing with, we know the answer. So it says Gemara, of course you can, we know that already. We just learned that I can make you walk from Tyre to Sidon. So I know explicitly you can do it. What's your question? So this is where, no, you misunderstood my question. I know that you can, I know for sure that you can make a string of huts. That I know. That you can walk from place to place by huts. If you made huts between Tver and Tzipor, which is 18 mil away, you can walk all the way there, no shy. That's not what I'm asking. But I want to know something else. A far more complex question, which, thank God, the Gemara doesn't try to resolve. The Gemara's question is, the last hut, Your huts peter out into nothing. They don't connect to another city. Your hut peters out. Let's say 20 miles away, but you have a final hut. So halacha is, when you measure Tchum Shabbos around the city, we haven't seen this tonight in Yerushalmi, but we saw in the Babli, halacha is you don't start from the city wall. You start from 72/3 amos away. So actually, the Tchum Shabbos of the city is not really 22,000 amos, it's 20, 70, 2/3. Do I say the same thing by the hut? When I measure the Tchum Shabbos from the last hut, do I give it 20, 70, 2/3, or do I only give it 2,000? Right? Is the hut chashev that it also gets 70, 2/3, and then you begin the 2,000? Or is it not that chashev, and all it gets is 2,000, period? And Yerushalmi doesn't bother resolving the question. As I say, good for us. Rabbi Acha Amar is Palkin. Well, actually, this is, I guess, an answer, really. Yeah, it is an answer. Sorry. Does answer. Sorry. Scratch that. Rabbi Acha Amar Ispalga Rabbi Chiya Ruba Bar Kapara. Rabbi Acha said that Rabbi Chiya the Great and Bar Kapara argued this point. Chad Amar, Hadad Atamar Bir Gedoyla. This is... Yeah. He said... Where do you get 20, 70, 2/3 by a large city? Let's say you got a small city, which in itself is only less than 70 amos, meaning a village. The whole village itself is less than 70 square amos. So he said, you're going to give it 20, 70, and 2/3? You're giving it more of a covet in its surrounding area than it itself has? It's not possible. So he would certainly hold a hut doesn't get the extra 70, 2/3. The Choron Amar, the other man Amar says, Ben Gdoyla Ben Ketana, Duval Payim, whether it's a large city, small city, you give it 20, 70, 2/3. Give it its 70, 2/3 plus another 2,000. So he would also hold the hut, gets 20, 70, 2/3. All right, now we get a little bit off in a tangent, historical tangent. Amar Pinchas, Maisa B'Talmud Vosik. There's a Maisa with an older Talmud. For 3.5 years, he learned the so-called Ibra Bias, Ibra Yoros, Livnei Rabo, how to connect cities by huts. Ubav Iber Sagolil, and he connected all the cities in the Upper Galilee by huts. He made Mamash a system throughout the Upper Galilee of huts between cities, so you can walk from city to city, Upper Galilee, on Shabbos without any problem. And he went through the south, meaning south of the Galil, either the southern Galil or Mamish the south near Yerushalayim. Vloispi wasn't able to do it Hachinit for Farshah before the Romans came and destroyed Eretz Yisrael, and he was not successful in completing his project. Rabbi Bon, Rabbi Yerushalayim Rav said, Irshi Bnuyik Min Keshes. That is the case we had in the Bavli. You have a city which is like an ark, right? So it's like picture Mem Aleph here. So that's the picture in the Kerben Eidah, but here's a better picture. If between, it's like a bow. If between the two sides of the bow is less than 4,000 amos, then when you measure Tchum Shabbos on this side, you measure from the imaginary string. You don't measure from the actual city, but from the imaginary string, which go across the bow. If it's less than 4,000 amos across. If it's more than, you measure Benzulus, Ad Mahalach Kula, V'chutzla Apayim Amos. You go the entire bow to the imaginary string and beyond the 2,000 amos, right? Our Basel Lafim, however, between the two sides of the bow, there's more than 4,000 amos. Ein lo mimokom eruva alpayim amos. He's only got from here 2,000 amos. From the actual substance of the city, not from an imaginary string. Why is that? I'm Rabbi Yachar. Rabbi Yachar said, Sover Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel explained this. Sover here means he explained it. They explain it like this. In Yitin Sandoli Hoch. It means, if I put my sandal here, let's say, in the middle of the, you got to look at the picture. If I put my sandal over here, in the middle of the ark, right? So even though I can't get there from here, what do? I go around and get it, right? And then I can bring my sandals home. By the way, how can I bring my sandals home at Shabbos? Satzer mentioned sandals. Because what do you do with your sandals? You put them on, you wear them home. You're only not allowed to carry them, but you're allowed to wear them home. So he says, if this is less than 4,000 amos across, right? So this is what he says. If I put my sandal over here, I can come over here and get it, right? And I go on the outside and get it. Vinosilon means I take them. If I put my sandal towards here, I can't get it from over here. So what do? I'll come on this side and get it, right? That's only if I can get it, if I can come around and get it. However, let's say there's more than 4,000 amos between the two. So it's possible I can put it in my kid's sandal in a place where I can't get it from either side. Right? Because I can put it more than 2,000 amos from here and more 2,000 from here. So I can't get it from either side. So what do you want to say? Well, let me join the two sides together and see it as if it's filled in, and then I can get my sandals. No, that doesn't work. He says, that's what Yerushalmi is saying. He's saying, where I can at least get to it from one of the two sides, from either one of the sides, because it's within 2,000 amps of one of the sides, because it's less than 4,000 amps between the two sides. So then I could say, well, since I get it from at least one of the sides, I could consider the whole thing now connected, and therefore when I measure my 2,000 amps, I measure from the imaginary bowstring, because it's if they're all connected. But if there's a place anywhere in the middle where I can put my sandals and not be able to get them from either side, so it means these are not connected integrally at all. If they're not integrally connected, I can't measure my 2,000 amps from the imaginary bowstring. I got to measure it from all the way back here, right? So it says, Mikana sabara. If when you come from this side of the outside and from the other side of the outside, you can't get it. It's word missing the words. You can't get it. So miruach achas osur, from either side of it, you can't get it. Mishtei ruchos mutter. You want to make a mutter by putting the two sides together? You can't do that. Okay. Rabbi Bo b'shem Rabbi Yehuda says, "Paisa ir achas gedoyla. You have one large city. V'yesh b'choritz amok asara, and it's got a furrow in the middle." Which is 10 tefachim deep. But, here the stipend son changes gears because everybody else goes nuts. They don't understand what it's talking about here. He changed it to Eino Rochav Arba. It's not 4 tefachim wide, so it's a trench, which is the right depth to make it distinct, but not the right width. Right? It's a very narrow trench. So, Im Ad Roe Kulo Kilo Mole Afar doesn't count the trench. So if the whole trench is filled in of dirt, throws, and stones, and therefore you can make one Erev for the entire city. There's not Erev Tchumen. Erev Tchumen is not relevant to this. You have two cities adjacent to each other. You don't need Erev Tchumen, right? Each city is in 72/3 Amma, the other one. So it doesn't matter if there's a furrow or anything between the two of them. They both consider one vis-a-vis the Erev Tchumen. This is vis-a-vis Erev Chatzeros. If it's a trench more narrow than 4 tefachim, it's not a wall. You can make one Erev Chatzeres for the two. V'im lav, and if not, if it's broader than 4 tefachim across, ad royo sokim and fulosh. You see, if they're separated, they are separated, and need two separate Erev Chatzeres, one for each side of the trench. It's a wall. Two halves of a city. It's like Peterson Park and West Rogers Park. There's a river between the two of them. They need two separate Erev Chatzeres. We might say they don't because they're bridges, but hypothetically speaking, they would need two. Fort Tvachim. It says in Fort Tvachim, it's not a wall. If it's more than Fort Tvachim, it's a wall. Halachic wall is Fort Tvachim. If you have a... Right. Okay. A wall which extends up, no matter how thick it is, it's a wall. But a trench which extends down, Yerushalmi is saying, if you can walk over it very easily, which means less than 4 tefachim across, so it doesn't count. Has to be forced by a cross. That would make it significantly different. Now, once we're on this topic of trenches, we go further with this. Rabbi Bar Ami is a double name. Rabbi Bar Ami. Bar Yecheska B'Shem Rav said, Ir Shibnu Yosfas HaNachom. You have a city which is on a riverbank. Im Yesh Benol HaNachom Arba Tzvachim. In between the city and the riverbank, between the wall of the city and the riverbank are four Tzvachim. Moim Yechom, you count the 2,000 amos from the wall of the city. 2070 and 2/3 to be exact, but from the wall of the city. Shloshof, there are less than four tefachim between the wall of the city and the riverbank, three tefachim. Modim isfats anachal chitzoina, you measure from the riverbank, not just from the inner riverbank, from the outer riverbank. Why is that? Because then the river becomes part of the city, because it's so close to it, it becomes part of the city. So then you measure your 2070 and 2/3 from the outer bank of the river. Okay. Uvivad, however, there's a catch that. River can't be too wide. The river can't be more than 70 and 2/3 amos wide. If it's more than 70 and 2/3 amos wide, it's like the Mississippi. You can't consider the Mississippi part of what's St. Louis, right? That means, on the other, you measure that St. Louis is Tchum from East St. Louis. I know you wouldn't want to go to East St. Louis anyway. Right, but you would imagine Tchum from East St. Louis. It can't do that because the Mississippi can't be toughened to the city. But as long as the river is less than 70 2/3 wide, so it's part of the city. Now, it says Yerushalmi, this is one of the Yerushalmis which the Bavli has no shaykhs to. Mana Kayama, what are we talking about? Yerushalmis, you remember way back when from Masech to Shabbos, had a shita that a telemis lakate, the angle of an attack of a hill in order to be considered a wall is not 10 tefachim height in 4 tefachim distance, but 10 tefachim height in 3 tefachim. 10 tefachim height in 4 amos distance, but 10 tefachim height in 3 amos distance, which means a much steeper angle. So the Yerushalmi says, Manakayim, now going to look like Reb Chaim Kanievsky, not like the, and like Pnei Moshe Nali Korban Eidah. He learned it like this. Manakayim, what are we talking about? Even Mislaket Asasar, I'm talking Mitoch Sholosh, if the riverbank is so steep, that's to 10 tefachim in 3 amos, Modim is fast and alchid. You're going to measure from the outer riverbank. The river's cut off. It has a very steep angle grade between the city and the river. You can't count the river's part of the city. And if it has a more gradual slope, right? That it's only 10 tefachim and 4 amos. Modim min achoyim. In that case, you're going to measure from the wall. The river is surely part of the city in that case. Elokenu kayomin misholosh ad arba. That which we said, that it depends how close the river is to the wall. It's only where the grade of the river is between ten tefachim in between 3 and 4 amos. When it's more steep than that, you have to exclude the river. When it's less steep than that, you definitely include the river. Rav Amar, Rav said, Ir shibnu yoholim. When you have a city built out of tents, Kol echad ve'echad modim yolo, everybody measures from their tent. You don't get 2,000 amos from the edge, only from the tent itself. And this is going to see a fantastic thing tomorrow, an extraordinary thing, but it's already late, I got to stop here. You don't do what?